Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mighty, mighty, mighty day.
多么强大强大强大的一天，这么立刻在这里，我以耶稣强大的名欢迎你们所有的人。印度欢迎你们以如此强大的方式到来，还有所有到场的列国、美国，还有地上其他的国家。
Thank you for coming, South Sudan, Uganda, I see you.
谢谢你们来，南苏丹、乌干达，我看到你们了，我看到你们。
I hope you still remember this flag.
我看到你们挥动的国旗，谢谢主祝福你们。
Right away, burdens are lifted at Calvary as we begin now.
现在我们来。现在来敬拜。
But we are live on the other TVs and then you come.
正权单单在他的肩上。几分钟，然后我们再回来。伟大的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody still okay? You are cutting my voice. Everybody still standing.
所有人仍然站立。
Mighty Father,
强大的父神。
Father, we come before you today.
父，今天我们来到你的面前。
With a very broken heart.
带着敞开的心。
Seeking your counsel, Jehovah.
寻求你耶和华的。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
寻求您耶和华的引导与耶稣强大的名。父母，今天我们请求你来造访这里的每一个人，来自全世界的高级的教会领袖们，
That you may visit them in their heart.
愿你来造访他们的心，
And place a burden.
在他们心中放置重担，在他们的心中放置重担，好使他们的心里能够震动，将这个带到他们的国家。
Father, thank you for yet another opportunity.
父，谢谢您赐给我们另一个机会来服侍你，爱你。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
以耶稣强大的名祷告，阿门。谢谢。
Hallelujah.
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 You can now be seated in the mighty presence of the Lord.
你现在可以在主强大的同在面前坐下。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm still trying to pick my sound from yesterday. It is booming here. A lot of noise and everything here.
Najaribu kuipata sauti yangu kuna makelele hapa.
Sauti yangu la jana leo.
Sauti yangu ya jana leo.
Today you'll try Swahili. So can you give me the sound of yesterday? There's a lot of booming here and noise.
昨天这里的噪声大。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The person that adjusted yesterday take charge.
昨天就是控制音量那个人还仍然来控制音量。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So blessed. Okay, there is a bit of a sound problem here today.
这里昨天有一点声音的问题。
Do you have a feedback speaker?
你们有没有一个能够反馈的那种传声筒，然后就是测试一下声音反馈怎么样，然后再开始。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Jesus is Lord. I need my sound.
Yes.
耶稣是主。我需要我昨天的声音，现在声音音量还是小。
And so blessed be the Lord.
声音还是小。
Thank you, little. I just go there. The one who did it yesterday.
谢谢李同学。
You have the graphics where they were.
还是昨天，昨天调音的那一位。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
And so blessed people.
因此，蒙福的人们。
I know, I'm told that KTN will be back at exactly 1:30 in 30 minutes.
我被告知 KTN 会在一点半，也就是三十分钟之后来。三十分钟之后来。
Runinga ya KTN itarudi saa 7 na dakika 30.
In 30 minutes from now.
30分钟后 KTN 会来。但是现在我们在 JTV 现场直播。
And all the other channels.
还有其他的频道。
Well, our blessed people.
蒙福的人们。
As we sort out the sounds.
我们在调声的过程中。
Yesterday we saw.
昨天我们看到注意如此惊人的方式向教会说话
in a very serious conversation with the church,
与教会进行了非常严肃的对话
主在
要求教会悔改
and prepare the way,
并且预备道路
the glorious coming of the Messiah.
为了弥赛亚荣耀的来临
and we shared a bit yesterday the urgency of the message we have
昨天我们分享了我们这个信息紧迫性的一小部分
the great urgency of this message
这个信息的紧迫性
when I spoke about the vision of 2nd of April 2004
当我提到了2004年4月2日的意象
the vision that spokeBenjamin Netanyahu into power.
这个意象说到本杰明内塔尼亚胡掌权。
And also that spoke the death of Arafat.
也说到了阿拉法特的死亡。
So spoke the changes of leadership you see in Israel right now.
说到了以色列，你现在看到以色列领导层的变动。
The changes of leadership in Israel right now.
现在以色列领导层的变动。
And so we saw.
所以我们看到。
That the current happenings now.
现在发生的，现在，在以色列发生的。
Is a prophetic clock.
是一个预言性的，他们是预言的时钟，列国预言的时钟。我记得一个意象，主将我举到地球上空，然后他给我看到了耶路撒冷市，然后他用声音说，是的。现在这个声音很好，不要碰。这个声音说是的。
Jerusalem is the center of the earth.
耶路撒冷是地上的地球的中心。
So if you look at the prophetic clock of God,
所以如果你查看神预言性的时间表
the events in Israel,
以色列的事件
They are the prophetic clock of Yahweh for the end time.
是亚威对末后的的时钟。
We saw very clearly that the Lord is saying there is urgency. Urgency.
你看得很清楚，主说有一个紧迫性。
And I shared with you yesterday on the vision when the Lord lowered a wooden pulpit from heaven.
我昨天跟你们分享过那个意象，就是主从天上降下来一个木质的讲坛，然后我们用它替代了那个玻璃的讲台，
是
一个破裂的，被废弃的，被玷污的，被忽略的玻璃讲台。所以主替换了那个后现代的讲台，用一个木质的讲台来替换了它，换言之，主在说。
That the hour for the restoration of the altar of the Lord is now.
主祭坛修复的时刻就是现在。
God is now calling for the restoration of His altar.
主现在呼求他祭坛的恢复，从印度尼西亚到美国、
Europe, Africa, and Australia.
欧洲、非洲、澳大利亚。
single land,
每一片土地,
must now respond.
现在必须回应,
and we saw very clearly
我们看得很清楚,
that there has been an infiltration. The infiltration into the house of the Lord. And that the biggest threat to the church,
对教会来说最大的威胁,
is from within, the infiltration inside.
就是来自内部.
And we saw the Lord speaking very clearly.
Calling
for repentance. God always still has the door of repentance open. We saw clearly. Benjamin Netanyahu, too, that is happening right now in January. He is forming a government right now. He has already formed it.
Benjamin Netanyahu is
very key.
非常的关键.
Because in that vision you see, the Lord brings us from the throne of heaven, the throne of God, to Jerusalem.
主将我们从神的宝座那里，天堂的宝座那里带到耶路撒冷。
And what happens in the capital cities of the
earth.然后看到了领导人的变动之后，他让我们看到了地上首都，世界各国的首都。Their
anxiety，他们的焦虑，Their
fears，他们的恐惧，Their
alarm，他们的担忧，他们的震惊。 The shock, what bears, can you tell him? Their alarm, their shock.
世界各国首都领导层他们的震惊.
So the nation,
所以列国,
were astounded,
是很震惊的,
by the extreme right-wing government,
被那个极右翼的政府,
that had been formed. And we see that that is what is happening right now. And we saw very clearly that within that prophecy, when the Lord returns us to the throne,
在那个意象中主让我们回到了宝座前,
when he returns us to the throne,
当他把我们带回到宝座前,
when the Lord returns us to the throne,
当主把我们带到宝座前,
standing there before the throne of God,
站在神的面前,
then at that time,
那时,
behold the glorious Lamb of God,
看哪神荣耀的羔羊,
he now comes.
他现在来了,
so the message is very clear.
所以信息非常清楚,
because at that time we are already transfigured.
因为那时候我们变荣耀了,
we are glorified.
我们变荣耀了,
the garment must be prepared, right?
必须来预备对吗?
We also saw,
我们也看到,
but in this generation,
这一代,
owing to the compromise at the pulpit,
总是在讲台上妥协,
there is now the changing of the message,
信息被改变,
from the glorious message of the cross and the blood,
从荣耀的宝血和十字架的信息,
now they have changed and moved to a more convenient kind of gospel.
改变成为了一种更加现代的、更加便利的、现代化的福音。
They call it the gospel of prosperity.
他们称之为繁荣福音。
The gospel that does not rebuke sin.
不斥责罪的福音。
The gospel that is very accommodative.
因为我们要应付一切。
And we realized
yesterday
that the worst thing you could ever do is to defile this institution here. Because we have seen from one nation to another, governments and nations,
政府和议会,
are removing Jesus from their lives.
正在将耶稣从他们的生命中移除。
They are removing the gospel from their mainstream.
从他们的主流,
从基础,
anything God from their livelihood.
他们将神从他们的生活方式中移除,
and it's very shocking,
非常震惊,
because anything evil is what they are now incorporating,
因为,
incorporating.
因为曾经被称为邪恶的现在是可以接纳了从一个国家到另一个国家,
it used to be very evil, very sinful, abominable.
曾经是非常邪恶非常有罪的可憎的事情,
is what they are now legalizing.
现在被合法化了,
when in the past people used to be alarmed,
曾经人们是受警戒的或者认为是可憎的, 但是现在不再这样了,
Now, you have a whole month globally celebrating LGBT plus pride.
现在你们全球有一整个月来庆祝LGBT，就是同性恋双性恋，一整个月。
And at this stage,
在这个阶段,
do a survey.
如果你做一个调查，现在更加的被接纳了，而且还有变性在进行着。然而教会本应该作为光，应该发光照耀，应该发光照耀。
在如此黑暗的时代中发光照耀，所以你看到今天，牧师们堕落的严重性，主说到了分离，过一种分离的生活，今天我要结束那个部分，然后开始一个新的信息。
今天我要结束那个部分，然后开始一个新的信息。如果翻到雅各书四章的四节，雅各书四章四节这里说，你们翻到以后我们一起来读。哈利路亚，雅各书四章四节说，
你们这些淫乱的人呐，所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌吗？所以与神为敌。
他在向教会强调，要从世界中分离出来，世俗已经进入了教会和讲台。我们也看到昨天，
in Pergamum,
主对别加摩教会说话，
Yesu akiandika barua kwa kanisa, 带着极大的关切，主对教会写了一封信。
And he wrote to seven churches,
他给四个教会写信。
他看到，有一个趋势，腐败的趋势，一代人， ile imani ya
kweli,
ile imani ya
kweli, ile
water down,
inaondolewa.
But
now you are a so-called modern Christian.
Kiasi kwamba sasa mko na Wakristo wa
kisasa.
That has a convenient salvation.
Yule aliye na ule wokovu kwa njia anayoitaka.
And we saw that the Lord is saying to this generation.
Na tukaona kwamba Bwana anasema kwa kizazi hiki.
That even you are not of this world.
Ya kwamba hata wewe sio wa ulimwengu huu.
You should separate from this world. Because your citizenship is in the kingdom of God. And we saw very clearly that ever since creation, the world and its system
have
been
fighting the Lord.
Right
from the garden,
throughout
to Cain,
kote kote kwenda hadi kwa Kaini.
We saw what happened in the days of Noah.
Tuliona kilichotokea rebellion. Kule ule uasi kabisa.
Together with the formation of Babylon, the kingdom against God.
Pamoja na ule uasi
wa
Babeli.
Therefore Jesus said,
na hivyo basi Yesu akasema,
my kingdom is not of this world.
Ufalme wangu sio wa dunia hii.
And you too who belong to that kingdom.
Na wewe pia ambaye
wewe
not of this world.
Wewe sio wa dunia hii.
We understand too well.
Na ile alikuwa vyema kabisa.
That the Messiah is coming.
Ya kwamba Messiah
yao lailo.
Kuja.
We have seen that we live at a time of compromise.
Tumeona
kwamba
when there is compromise almost in everything.
Mahali ambapo kuna makubaliano na dhambi karibu kila kitu.
Including the gospel.
Hata kuhusisha injili.
And then we saw the consequences.
Alafu kisha
tunaona
the compromise.
Ya, hayo makubaliano na dhambi.
In the church.
Katika kanisa.
So can we look at
one more example today?
So today we will look at
and then after that,
alafu baada ya hiyo,
I'll be able to give you the consequences of the fall.
Nitaweza kuwapatia athari ya mwanguko.
And then finally, the lofty pulpit, the heavenly pulpit.
Alafu hatimaye, yale mambari ya madhabahu ya kibinguni.
Turn with me the book of Revelation chapter 3.
Geuka pamoja na katika kitabu cha mlango wa 3.
Revelation 3, verses 14 to 22. Continue sharpening my voice, blessed people up there.
Ufunuo 3,
mstari
wa 14.
Sharpening the voice.
Tengeza sauti iwe na makali.
Revelation chapter 3, blessed people.
Ufunuo 3, mstari wa
14.
14 and 22.
14-22.
And then we'll summarize it. That is now better, please. Don't touch it. The book of Revelation chapter 3 from verse 14 I read. It says to the angel of the church in Laodicea. Again, to the angel of the church in Laodicea. Then he says the following. These are the words of the Amen. The faithful and true witness. The ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds. That you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm.
Hivyo kwa kuwa mvuguvugu,
neither hot nor cold,
kwamba wewe
I am about to spit you out of my mouth. I'm about to puke you, to vomit you out of my mouth.
Niko karibu kutapika utoke kinywani mwangu.
You say I am rich.
Maana unasema mimi ni tajiri.
I have acquired wealth.
Nimefanikiwa sana.
And do not need a thing.
Wala sihitaji kitu chochote.
But you do not realize this, that you are wretched.
Hujui ya kwamba wewe ni mnyonge.
But you do not realize that you are wretched. pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼，是真的。
But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼，是真的。
That is such a serious verdict.
这是一个如此严重的，是。By the Lord,
upon the church,
主看教会，他说，
in their condition,
在他们的状态中，
they're wretched,
他们，
pitiful,
我苦辱命啊，
poor,
貧窮，
他们是困苦可怜， 贫穷瞎眼，
是真。
How does the church arrive there?
这会是怎么从这样的呢？
Unless there is a significant Paul at the pulpit.
除非讲台上有一个重大的堕落。
Something must have gone seriously wrong.
一定是有事情发生了严重的错误。
For the church to arrive there.
教会才到了如此地步。
Introduces himself here as the great Amen.
在这里介绍他自己为阿们的，
meaning he is accurate in his determination.
意思是他的判断是准确的。
He is trustworthy.
他是可信的。
He is dependable.
他是可以依靠的。
And in his message,
他的信和信心是可信的，是确的。
That is the true condition of the church.
他说那是一个真实的判断，那就是教会真实的状态。
And you are going to see today.
今天将要看到。
You see in the church today.
在今天教会里所看到的判断，
can bring the church to a place where Jesus is out.
可以将教会带到一种阶段，就是耶稣不在其中。
耶稣不在其中，
out of the lives of the people,
不在人们的生活中。
And there are so many things about this church,
这个教会有如此的很多的事情。
Right now,
我们现在正在读着，
in Lentikai,
老底家教会，
that are so synonymous with the church today,
就和今天的教会是如此相似。
How you understand,
现在你明白了，他为什么要更换讲台？
He has to abolish the other one.
必须要废弃另一个，因为有些事情改变了。
Luke 18:80 asked.
在路加福音十八章十八节，在路加福音十八章八节，他问，
When the Son of Man returns,
当人子回来的时候，Shall
he find any faith left at all?
他能找到一个忠信的人吗？
In other words,
换言之，
the original faith.
初的信仰。
Today you are the postmodern Christian in Europe.
今天你们在欧洲有后现代的基督徒，美国和加拿大有后现代的基督徒，澳大利亚所有地方。但是当人子回来的时候，他能找到那个基督的信仰吗？
所以这里说，困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、瞎眼。他说：“我劝你向我买火炼的金子。” So that you can become rich.
叫你富足。
And white clothes to wear.
又买白衣穿上
that you can cover your shameful nakedness,
让你赤身的羞耻
不露出来
and salve to put on your eyes,
又买眼药擦你的眼睛
so you can see.
Ili upate kuona.
What is the Lord saying here?
Bwana anasema yapi hapa hivi?
Regarding the state of the pulpit.
Kuhusiana na hali ya madhabahu.
Because of the compromise at the pulpit.
Anasema kwa sababu ya makubaliano na dhambi katika madhabahu.
Now you have the three groups of people on the earth.
Sasa uko na vikundi vya watu wa duniani.
One are those who are hot.
Wale ni moja ni wale ambao ni moto.
One is those who are hot.
Moja ni wale ambao ni wako moto.
Those who are zealous for Christ.
Wale ambao ni hari na bidii kwa Kristo.
Those who are born again proper.
Wale ambao wameokoka kwa kweli.
They are serving the Lord. They are
praising
Jesus.
Wanamtumikia Bwana wanafanya
mwinjili Yesu.
They are preparing in righteousness.
Wanajiandaa
kwa kazi.
And then,
alafu,
there is another group.
Anasema kwa kundi kingine.
Those who are very cold,
wale ambao ni baridi sana,
they have utterly rejected Jesus.
Wamemkataa Yesu kabisa kabisa.
For them, they have openly rejected Jesus.
Kwa wao waziwazi wamemkataa Yesu.
Then he says,
alipo anasema,
because of the fall,
kwamba kwa sababu ya kuzuka,
there is now a middle group, a third group.
Sasa kuna
还有中间的一类人是第三类人
third group of people.
三类人
第三类人
third group of Christians.
第三类基督徒
and he says
那那谁吗
the ones who are lukewarm
外面包你不不
不
there is a hot not cold
外面包你不不
不
in another word
换
言之
he says they don't reject Jesus
那谁吗他们没有
拒绝耶稣
they claim they say they have received him
wanadai kwamba wamempokea
na
they go to church every Sunday
na wanakwenda kanisa kila Jumapili
but they are not born again
lakini hawajaokoka
they are lukewarm
wao ni fugufugu
and the Lord is very harsh
naye Bwana ni mkali sana
so faithful God
vomit them
anasema atawatapika
unless they repent
ijapokuwa
tu
As though they have become immune to the gospel.
看看他们的福音已经免疫了。
And the Lord says here, He wishes, He prefers that they would remain cold.
那不然呢？
主在这里说，他希望，他更愿意你仍然冷。
光把一句话说白了。
但是
，probably one day.
那不然呢？
因为如果他们冷，也许有一天。
Conference like this.
When wenda wakati katika
kongamano la kwanza
and blind eyes open there
na macho ya kipofu yafunguka pale
and Jesus converts them
kisha Yesu akubane na wao
hallelujah
hallelujah
that is saying that today
kwamba leo hii
the present day church
kanisa la sasa
is facing a tragedy
linakumbana na janga
because they have entered into this middle group, the third group.
Because
they have entered the third
group. Whereby, they think by going to church every Sunday,
they
have a club.
Kama kilabu ya ushirika.
They think that will earn them entry into heaven.
Wanafikiria kwamba hiyo itawapatia kiingilio cha kuingia
peponi. Many times you meet them and ask them, are you born again?
Mara nyingi unakutana nao na unauliza,
je, umeokoka?
Yes, I'm born again.
Wanasema ndio
nimeokoka.
Then you wonder.
Kisha unashangaa.
You receive the Holy Spirit.
Je, umempokea Roho Mtakatifu?
Say, yes, I've received.
Wanasema ndio nimempokea.
Then you wonder.
Kisha unashangaa.
Why hasn't the Holy Spirit instructed you that Jesus is holy?
Kwa nini Roho Mtakatifu hajakuelekeza
kwamba
Yesu ni mtakatifu?
And the Lord Jesus said.
Naye Bwana Yesu alisema.
That not everybody that says Lord, Lord.
Kwamba sio kila mtu asemaye Bwana Bwana.
Atuadere.
The kingdom of glory.
Atakayeingia katika ufalme wa
Mungu. This generation is sitting on the verge of a tragedy, a calamity. Because of the compromise at the pulpit. The message has been watered down.
Ujumbe
umedumishwa.
When you water it down, it's not the original anymore.
Wakati unaudumisha, sio ule wa jadi tena.
They are part of the cross.
Wameachana na msalaba.
How can it be the same gospel anymore?
Je, inawezaje kuwa injili ile ile tena?
If you get the cross from their messages,
ikiwa unaondoa kutoka katika ujumbe,
and you take away Jesus from their messages,
na uondoe Yesu kutoka katika ujumbe,
their messages still remain standing.
Ujumbe wao bado unabaki umesimama.
That means they have become motivational speakers.
Hiyo inamaanisha kwamba wamekuwa wanenaji wa kutumbuiza tu.
The pastors of this day.
Wachungaji wa siku
hizi.
They have failed to feed the church, feed the sheep.
Wamekuwa
kulisha, kulisha kondoo.
Righteousness.
Uhaki.
Holiness,
utakatifu,
without which nobody will see the Lord.
Ambao bila kuona Bwana.
How?
Namna gani?
Na sema.
How can you enter?
Je,
ni sema nani huyo? So he says here that there is a group that is lukewarm.
Kwa hivyo anasema,
so he says here that there is a group that is lukewarm.
And if you check their identity.
Na ukitazama kitabulicho chao.
Their characteristics.
Tabia zao.
They are similar to the present day church.
Kinafanana na kanisa la sasa.
And then at the end he says they are not born again.
Alafu mwishowe anasema kwamba
hawajaokoka.
The present day Christian.
Mkristo wa sasa.
Is not born again.
Hajaokoka.
Jesus died.
Yes, alikufa.
On the cross.
Msalabani.
Kisai 十字架上.
A painful death.
Kifo cha uchungu sana.
死亡的痛苦.
A very shameful death. Shameful.
Kifo cha aibu.
非常羞耻的死亡. 痛苦的死亡.
That he may purchase you.
帮忙 akapate kufunua.
好让他来赎买你.
For holiness.
挂爱之流的感情.
成为圣洁.
How can you abandon holiness?
你怎么能够背弃圣洁呢？他已经付上了如此巨大的代价。
Then he says verse 18.
然后第十八节他说,
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined with fire.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子。
And he says,
他说,
so that you can be rich.
Ili upate kuwa tajiri.
叫你富足,
and white clothes.
那么发自,
就买白衣穿上,
that you may wear.
叫你赤身的,
叫你赤身的,
so that you can cover your shameful nakedness.
不露出来,
and salve.
那么复杂,
就买眼药,
on your eyes.
擦你的眼睛,
so you can see.
使你能看见。
We don't have time to go into the background of this city and this church.
我没有时间来查看这个城市和这个教会的背景。
And the tremendous wealth and the industry that was throbbing there.
那蛮力气。是那个地方的惊人的财富和产业。
The wool, the glossy wool.
这些皮袜的羊毛。
The textile industry.
这些皮袜的纺织业。
The sound, the very powerful medical school they had.
还有他们还有非常强大的医学校医学院。
I think they discovered boric acid, if I understand right.
那其实也挖掘出 boric acid.
And the big financial center they opened up with gold exchange.
还有他们所开办的巨大的金融市场，兑换金银。But
you can see the Lord say,
但是你可以看到主在说,
that they valued worldly wealth.
他们重视的是世界的财富,
like the present day church,
就像现今的教会一样,
they valued worldly wealth.
他们重视的是世界上的财富,
like your present day modern church.
就像你们现今的现代化的教会一样。
He's saying,
他说,
to the extent that they said they need nothing else.
到一定程度他们说他们什么也不需要。
And if you read further, you find that Jesus is locked out.
你继续往下读会发现耶稣被锁在了门外。
Knocking from out.
被锁在门外。
Open for me.
你封鼓励,
请为我开门。
Meaning they are not born again.
意思是他们没有重生。
What has that done to them?
Je, hiyo imewafanyikia nini?
Isaiah 29, let's begin. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 13.
Isaiah
29:13.
And he says,
他说,
Isaiah chapter 29, blessed people, verse 13.
Isaiah 29:13.
He says, the Lord says,
主说,
these people come near to me,
因为这百姓亲近我,
with their mouth, to honor me with their lips,
尊敬我,
but their hearts are far from me.
心却远离我,
the Lord is saying,
主在说,
that if you look at what apostasy has done in the present day church,
如果你查看汉教在现今的教会里所做的,
then you find that your present day Christian,
你会发现现今的基督徒们,
they go to church,
他们去教会,
every Sunday,
每周日,
but their hearts,
但是他们的心,
away from the Lord,
与主远离,
that's why, 所以, they have no zeal to pursue righteousness.
他们没有热情来追求公义,
they have no zeal,
没有热情,
to pursue holiness,
来追求圣洁,
which is the foundation of Christian salvation.
然圣洁和公义就是信仰的基础。 他们到我这里来,
but their hearts are far away,
心却远离我,
these days,
现今的日子,
they go to church,
他们去教会,
only for what they can benefit,
只为了他们能够获得的利益,
what can I get from church today?
我今天能够教会获得什么呢?
How about righteousness?
那公义呢?
How about eternity?
那永恒呢?
How about the Messiah?
那弥赛亚呢?
How about the price at the cross?
那十字架上的代价呢?
He says they come to me.
他说他们亲近我,
but their hearts are far away.
可是他们心却远离我,
they worship with their lips.
他们用嘴唇敬拜我。
Na Luka 21,
Luka
21,
21章1到2节,
Luke chapter 21, blessed people,
Luka 21,
verses 1 and 4, he says,
1到4节,
as Jesus looked up,
耶稣抬头观看,
he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple basket.
见财主把捐项投在库里。
He also saw a poor widow,
就见一个穷寡妇,
put in two very small copper coins,
投了两个小钱。
Truly I tell you, he said,
就说我实在告诉你们,
this poor widow has put in more than all the others.
这穷寡妇所投的比众人还多。
All these people gave out of their wealth,
因为众人都是自己有余。
But she gave out of her poverty and put in all she had to live on.
拿出来投在捐项里，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
They were all putting big money in the basket. So today they think they can bribe God. That when you put in a big amount, and then you can get away with holiness. The fall at the pulpit has affected the worship in the church. They go to church, but their hearts are far away. Galatians chapter 1, 10, 11, it says, what the fall has done in the house of the Lord, the fall in the church, how it has affected the church. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 and 10, it says the following. He says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who calls you to live in the grace of Christ. And are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the original gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the cross and the blood that we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than the cross and the blood that we preach, which you accepted, let them be put under God's curse. Am I trying to win the approval of man? Or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were trying to please people, would I be a servant of Christ? The Lord is saying that the fall of the pulpit has occasioned a change in the worship. And that's why in that vision he replaces the pulpit. Because he says that you are more than the church. You are more than the Christian today. Jesus is seeking the approval of the world. They are seeking the approval of man. And yet what matters is God. Even the pastors, they want to be liked by everybody in the city. They are seeking the approval of the world. So the Lord is saying, this is the hour to return. I have seen the coming of the Messiah. If the Messiah appeared today, would you be found ready? Today's Christian, he is busy seeking the acceptance by the world. To the extent that they cannot stand rejection for the gospel.
他们不能忍受因福音的缘故被拒绝。他们希望所有人都接纳他们。但是，他在这里问。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
If I were seeking the approval of man, would I be the servant of Christ?
我只是讨人的喜欢吗？若真是讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Seeking the approval of friends,
寻求朋友的喜
欢 they rejected
and thrown out of the WhatsApp group.
他们太怕
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
他们的朋友圈里被遗
弃
Chapter 3
Mulango wa tatu.
2 Timothy chapter 3 Turn with me there.
提摩太后书第三章
Did you say this one?
说的如下
第
12节提摩太后书三章十二节
the fall at the pulpit has occasioned in the church
讲他的堕落怎样的影响了教会
you are senior leaders here
蒙福的人们你们都是这里的高级的领导
so you are going to bring the requisite correction in the church
所以你们要
you rather preach it alone in Malaysia
你宁愿单
一个人在马来西亚 one preacher of righteousness in Malaysia
但是至少你要成为一个
正
公义的传讲人
accepted by the pastor's fellowship
你不要担心被需要得着那个牧师团队的认可
you walk out and begin to prepare your church.
如果你发现他们的日程里没有学习以下的来临你宁愿离开他们
不是你的教会因为今天他们
在讨人的喜欢和人的喜
欢 the kingdom has suffered
那ufalme wa Mungu umeteseka
the church has been devastated
教会被教会被
受坏
但是
lakini shukrani na
zima kwa Mungu
kwamba Mungu sasa ameleta mabadiliko
and that change has come with tremendous power
那hayo mabadiliko yamekuja na nguvu za ajabu
I want to recognize the county commissioners who are sitting here
我想要来介绍这里所做的
the Lord bless you very much my son
既然委员会的委员我来祝福你们我的儿子和女儿们
thank you for being here
谢谢你能来这里
you are very senior government leaders but to have time for this thank you
你们都是非常高级的政府官员但是能够抽出时间来这里
and all the security officers who are helping us here thank you the Lord bless you to be here one of us let's clap for them
还有所有的安保人让我们为他们服务
thank you thank you for helping us do this
谢谢帮助我们谢谢来帮助我们
so he's saying
那一波安娜是吗
that everyone is seeking the approval of friends
所有的人所有的人都在讨他们朋友和世界的喜欢
and yet Jesus promised something else
然而耶稣应许的是其他的事情
he said the world would fight you
他说世界会与你争战
he would reject you
他会拒绝你
not accept you
不会接受你
because it rejected him
因为他已经拒绝了耶稣所以主在说
this is the time to repent
现在是悔改的时刻
and again 2 Timothy chapter 3 12 he says
在提摩太后书三章十二节说
in fact everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus
不但如此凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的
will be persecuted
也都要受逼迫
the Lord is promising
主应许
That everyone that will choose Jesus now,
现在所有选择耶稣的人
and choose righteousness and holiness now,
现在选择公义圣洁的人
the world must fight you, must.
他说世界肯定会与你争战
but the present day church,
但是现今的教会
is not willing to be persecuted,
不愿意受逼迫
They are not ready to suffer persecution.
他们没有准备好遭受逼迫。
Why? Because of the fall of the pulpit. But the Lord is right now saying, it's all right to suffer for Christ. It's okay. To be thrown out of your job.
Because
you preached Jesus. Because
it's all right for your friends to throw you out or that community to flush you out. Because of Jesus. It's all right for somebody to sue you, to take you to court because you stopped them and you told them that homosexuality is sin. If you don't stop it, the fire is coming. God must judge you.
Because constitution.
In Europe, in the US,
Canada,
and many other nations. I think very soon the door will close. You will not be allowed to share Christ.
It
will be a dreadful time, right? And he says, they love fire for salvation today. They are ashamed of Christ. Luke chapter 9.
Luke 26 says.
What the fall at the pulpit has occasioned at the pulpit.
Kile
mwanguko kwenye madhabahu yameadhirisha ibada ama kanisa, sindio?
Vile mwanguko katika madhabahu imeadhirisha, imeathari ibada.
The book of Luke chapter 9:26 says.
Kitabu cha Luka 9:26.
Luka 9:26. The Christians are ashamed of Jesus. If you find them at the workplace, they don't dress like Christians anymore. At work, they don't profess Christ. They don't stand up and tell everybody, look, for me, I am born again. For fear of losing job. A generation of providence.
kizazi cha utwalizi.
That is pursuing provision.
Ambacho kinatafuta utwalizi.
Don't be refused to get a degree, get a better job, get
better
income. How about the gospel? How about the Messiah? How about the Creator? The church in Laodicea, they valued the world more than God until they drifted off. And yet the Bible says in John 15, verses 2 to 6, you can do nothing without Christ. The present day Christian, out of the fall, they want a salvation without holiness. So that on the other days,
you
cannot tell whether she's born again. When Jesus died in the public space, for you and I, and he says, they fear persecution. They don't want shame. And yet Jesus says, if you are ashamed of him, and of his words, even Jesus will be ashamed of you. Come that critical day. In the book of Matthew chapter 5:43,
Matthew 5:43-47.
It says the following.
Matthew chapter 5.
If you begin from verse 11 first,
从第十一节开始吧,
he promises persecution. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When the Lord was defining the citizens of the kingdom of God, he says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And he says, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
He
says, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
In other words,
those persecuting you are your reward. The Lord is saying, embrace persecution. And the Lord says here that he has looked at the works of this church in Laodicea. In other words, his assessment is right. In other words, when you are born again, the book of James chapter 2 says that a born again person will be judged by their fruits, will be judged by their works.
atahukumiwa kwa matendo yake.
Not that you are born again by word,
si kwamba umeokoka kwa ajili ya
kazi yako. You are born again proper,
lakini umeokoka kwa kweli.
You must produce fruit,
lazima uzae matunda.
You must produce work,
lazima uzalishe kazi.
That are commensurate with your faith,
ambazo zinaambatana na imani yako.
Anasema, show me your faith,
nionyeshe imani yako
without work,
bila kazi.
I'll show you my faith,
nami nitakuonyesha imani yangu ambayo ina kazi.
Faith without works is dead,
imani bila matendo imekufa.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
So the Lord is saying,
Bwana anasema,
that you can look at the works of somebody and tell whether they are born again.
Kwamba unaweza angalia matendo ya mtu na ukasema kwamba kama ameokoka.
The book of Luke, the book of Matthew, we are reading Matthew again now, 43 on.
Tunasoma kitabu cha Matayo
chapter 5, 43 on it says.
Matayo na kuanzia mstari wa 43 anasema,
you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor,
mpendeni jirani wenu,
and hate your enemy,
na umchukie adui yako.
But I tell you,
lakini ninawaambia,
love your enemies,
wapendeni adui zenu,
and pray for those who persecute you.
Waombeeni wanaowatesa ninyi.
When did you ever pray for those who persecute you?
Je, ni nini mliyoombea wale wanaowatesa?
The generation of revenge,
kizazi cha kulipiza kizazi.
And pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So, today, your modern day Christian,
will
confess being born again, but will walk away from righteousness.
But
they are walking another salvation. And the Lord is saying they are headed to hell.
Because
they are walking on the wide road. The Lord is saying, on a simple trial, they will abandon Christ. On a single trial, they will abandon the Lord. And he's saying, they will pick and choose which scriptures to read. They will pick and choose what laws to obey. Sometimes they leave out the Old Testament. They say it's too harsh. They fall at the pulpit. They do cherry picking. And yet the Lord gave us the full gospel. And he says, today's Christians, they cannot suffer for Christ. And in church, they will simply do a bare minimum. They will do a bare minimum in trying to serve Christ.
Ya kujaribu kutumikia Kristo.
Yes, the Lord is saying,
na Bwana anasema,
he is looking for a hot church.
Kwamba analitafuta kanisa lililo
moto,
kanisa lililo na moto,
a church that can storm the world and convert the world.
Kanisa ambalo linaweza kushambulia ulimwengu na kuweza kukabiliana na ulimwengu.
The fall of the pulpit,
and
put the Christians on the wide road.
将基督徒带到了宽路上。
And they show off their status.
他们展示他们的地位，他们去教会来炫耀他们的公民权。我是美国人，我是加拿大人。
They show off their wealth.
他们炫耀他们的财富。
The Lord is saying,
主在说
that we must return now.
我们现在必须回转
back to worshiping the Lord.
来敬拜主
in spirit and in truth.
在真理和圣灵敬拜他，
因
为这就是他所寻找的敬拜者。
Come with me now to Revelation chapter 14 finally.
现在给我翻到启示录十四章。
The lofty pulpit,
madhabahu yaliyoinuliwa,
the heavenly pulpit,
天堂的天上的。
Now Revelation chapter 14 as we begin, blessed people.
启示录十四章我们开始。
Verses 1 to 5 you'll see God's people.
一到五节你看到的是神的神的百姓，你看到这里在定义神的百姓。他说，我又观看，
见
羔羊
standing on Mount Zion,
站在西安山。
And with him 144,000 who had his name,
都有他的名,
and his father's name,
和他父的名,
written on their foreheads,
写在额上。
And I heard a sound from heaven,
我听见从天上有声音,
like the roar of rushing waters,
像注水的声音,
and like a loud peal of thunder,
和大雷的声音。
The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harp, and they sang a new song before the throne of God and before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn the song.
Hakuna mtu yeyote aliyeweza kujifunza wimbo huo.
Except the 144,000.
Isipokuwa hao 144,000
were redeemed from the earth.
Waliokuwa wamekombolewa kutoka duniani.
These are those who did not defile themselves with women.
Hawa ndio wale ambao hawakujitia unajisi kwa wanawake.
For they remained virgins.
Kwa kuwa wao ni bikira.
They followed the Lamb.
Wao mfuata mwanakondoo.
Wherever he goesThey were purchased from among mankind and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouth, and they are blameless.
Wala hawakuwa na hatia yoyote.
That is now God's people.
Sasa hao ni watu wa Mungu.
He saw the Lamb of God standing on Mount Zion.
Alimuona mwana kondoo amesimama katika Sayuni.
With his people.
Pamoja na watu wake.
Now verse 6 on.
Sasa kwanza
mstari wa 6 unaendelea. He's a tremendous pulpit of God.
Ni madhabahu ya kupendeza ya Bwana.
And he says.
Naye anasema.
Verse 6.
Mustari
then I saw another angel flying in midair, and he had the eternal gospel to proclaim to those who live on the earth. Remember, at this point, John has seen many angels.
Kumbuka kwamba Yohana alikuwa ameona malaika wengi.
Remember, at this point, John had seen many angels.
Kumbuka kwamba katika kiwango hiki Yohana alikuwa ameona malaika wengi.
Then he saw another angel.
Kisha akamwona malaika mwingine.
Flying in a place called mid heaven.
Akiruka juu angani katika anga ya kati.
Mid air.
Katikati ya anga.
That is where the sun is.
Hapo ndipo jua ambapo lipo.
And when he was flying there,
na alipokuwa akiruka pale,
he had the eternal the everlasting gospel to proclaim.
Alikuwa na yeye.
Let me say,
naye anasema,
to those who live on the earth,
wale waishio duniani, na anasema,
to every nation,
akasema kwa kila taifa,
every tribe,
kila kabila,
every language,
kila lugha,
and people,
na jamaa,
and he said in a loud voice,
na akasema kwa sauti kubwa,
fear God.
Mucheni Mungu.
He's a loud voice.
Kwa sauti kubwa.
Fear God.
Mwogopeni Mungu.
And give him glory.
Na mukampe Mungu.
Fear God.
Mwogopeni
Mungu.
In other words.
Kwa maneno mengine.
The Lord is saying.
Bwana anasema.
That the original gospel.
Kwamba injili ya jadi.
That Christ brought to the church.
Ambayo Kristo alileta kwa kanisa.
When he died on the cross.
Alipokufa msalabani.
That was resurrected.
Na akafufuka.
That original gospel.
Mamba hiyo ya kweli ya jadi.
When you restore it back to the pulpit.
Unapoirejesha katika madhabahu.
Preach it to man.
Na uhubirie mwanadamu.
He should proclaim the fear of God.
Lazima itangaze hofu ya Mungu kwa
the life of man.
Katika maisha ya mwanadamu.
That is what the Lord is saying.
Hicho ni kama Yesu anasema hapa.
So he's saying.
Kwa hivyo anasema.
That the time to restore the pulpit is now.
Kwamba wakati wa kurejesha madhabahu.
We are going to restore the pulpit.
Na ikiwa utaenda kurejesha madhabahu.
Then we have to restore the word.
Kwamba lazima urejeshe neno.
We have to put back the cross and the blood.
Lazima urejeshe msalaba na damu.
We have to bring back the fear of God.
Lazima urejeshe Jehovah
into the lives of a Christian.
Katika maisha ya Mkristo.
The fear of God.
Hofu ya Mungu.
His wisdom.
Ni hekima.
The reason there is apostasy.
Sababu ambayo kwayo kuna mwanguko kutoka kwa
imani. In the church today.
Kanisani
hili. It's because they have lost the fear of God.
Ni kwa sababu wamepoteza kumwogopa Mungu.
It's the reason the Lord shows me a new pulpit.
Ndio sababu ambayo Bwana ananionyesha mipango mipya.
It's because he wants to restore the word.
Ni kwa sababu anataka kurejesha neno.
The original gospel.
Ile injili ya asili.
That will deliver the fear of God.
Ambayo italeta hofu ya Mungu.
So he says that the Lord is saying.
Kwa kimsingi kwa nani?
That the gospel of prosperity.
Kwamba injili ya ufanisi.
Has failed.
Imeshindwa.
To deliver.
Kuleta
the fear of God.
Hofu ya Mungu.
不能够传讲 敬畏 神.
That's why.
Hiyo ndio sababu.
It must be restored.
Lazima irejeshwe.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because I've seen the Messiah coming.
Kwa sababu nimeona Mesia akija.
Time is over.
Wakati umekwisha.
You must now restore the church.
Lazima sasa urejeshe.
In New Orleans.
Kule New Orleans.
You must go back and tell them.
Lazima urudi na mwambie.
That we must return to the fear of God.
Kwamba lazima turudi katika hofu ya Mungu.
In Maryland.
Kule Maryland.
Then Maryland.
Go back and tell them.
Lazima urudi uko na mwambie.
That this is the hour for the fear of God in the church.
Kwamba hili ndilo saa ya hofu ya Mungu kanisani.
Because if the church walks in the fear of God.
Kwa sababu ikiwa kanisa litatembea katika kumwogopa Mungu.
It will really change everything.
Kwa kweli litabadilisha kila kitu.
They will change the way they dress.
Watabadilisha vile wanavyovaa.
They will change the way they worship.
Watabadilisha jinsi wanavyoabudu.
They will change their lifestyle.
Watabadilisha mitindo yao ya maisha.
And they will reject sin.
Na watakataa dhambi.
God must be feared.
Mungu lazima aogopewe.
If you look at the way Jesus was crucified.
Ukiangalia jinsi ambavyo Yesu alisulubishwa.
Then you understand the consequences of sin.
Basi unaelewa madhara ya dhambi.
So time is now.
Na hivyo wakati ni sasa.
For you to go to the USA.
Yako wewe kwenda Marekani.
Tell them.
Na kuambia.
We must stop and return to the Lord.
Lazima tukomeshe na kurudi kwa Bwana.
The fear of God in Australia also, right?
Hofu ya Bwana Australia pia.
The fear of God.
Hofu ya Bwana.
And he says.
Naye anasema.
In a loud voice.
Kwa sauti kubwa.
To all the nations.
Kwa mataifa yote.
The tribes.
Kabila.
The language.
Lugha.
The people.
Na jamaa.
Pronouncing.
Akasema
aloud
kwa sauti kubwa,
that fear God,
kwamba mcheni Mungu.
And number two, give him glory.
Na jambo la pili, kumpa utukufu.
Because the hour For his judgment has come near.
Kwa maana saa ya hukumu yake imewadia.
So the eternal gospel,
kwa hivyo injili ya milele,
that the church received,
ambayo kanisa
ilipokea,
the original gospel,
ile injili ya asili,
that the church received from Calvary,
ambayo kanisa ilipokea kwa Calvary,
must pronounce the fear of God.
Lazima itangaze kumwomba kwa Mungu.
Number two,
jambo la pili,
must pronounce to us to give God glory.
Lazima itutangazie sisi kupatia Mungu utukufu.
With all our lives.
Na maisha yetu yote.
Number three.
Jambo la tatu.
Must announce.
Lazima itangaze.
That time is over.
Ya kwamba wakati umekwisha.
And the judgment of God is coming.
Na hukumu ya Mungu inakuja.
And if you don't repent.
Na ikiwa hautatubu.
God will judge you.
Mungu atahukumu.
Now you are sitting here from South Sudan.
Sasa mmeketi hapa kutoka Sudan.
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Your nations are dependent on you.
Mataifa yetu yanawategemea.
So you must go back.
Kwa hivyo lazima urudi huko.
And restore the pulpit.
Na mrejeshe madhabahu.
And tell them to return to the fear of God.
Uambie warudi katika kumwomba kwa Mungu.
Otherwise South Sudan will go to hell.
La sivyo Sudan
kutakuwa.
And you are going to be responsible.
Na nyinyi mtawajibika.
For the fear of God.
Kwa hivyo kumwomba kwa Mungu.
Giving God glory.
Kumpatia Mungu.
And announcing the judgment of God coming.
Na kutangaza hukumu ya Mungu inakuja.
Must be restored back.
Lazima irejeshwe
to the pulpit of Yahweh.
Kwa madhabahu ya Yahweh.
Because time is over.
Kwa sababu wakati umekwisha.
I have seen the coming of the Messiah.
Nimeona kukuja kwa Messiah.
In the church I saw.
Na kanisa niliona.
This is a glorious church.
Ni kanisa la utukufu.
It's a tremendous vision.
Katika hayo maono ya ajabu.
The Lord lifted me up above the earth.
Bwana akaniinua juu ya dunia.
And when he lifted me up above the earth.
Na aliponiinua juu ya dunia.
He asked me to look left.
Kisha akaniuliza niangalie kushoto.
And when I looked left.
Na nilipoangalia kushoto.
I saw the exact moment the church left the earth.
Nikaona wakati
nilikuwa katika kanisa.
Nilitoka katika dunia.
You must tell them in India.
Lazima muambie India.
That there is a day coming.
Kwamba kuna hiyo siku inakuja.
When God will literally take people.
Wakati ambapo Mungu kialisia anawachukua watu.
Hopena
kutoka katika dunia.
Kuwapeleka
katika utukufu.
I saw the surface of the earth shaking.
Nimeona ardhi ikitikisika.
Serious earthquake. I saw dust and rocks jumping off the surface. But when I looked very carefully, then I saw people in their glorious bodies. Coming out of the dust. And they came all the way. Up to the level where the Lord had lifted me up. They turned right. And they were having glorious white garments. And they were with turban for glorious turban. Their bodies were glorious. And they went until they entered the cloud. This cloud that I called in Kisumu, that is on your screen right now, that cloud appeared. And they entered this cloud. And when they entered the cloud, at the point when they were about to enter, glorious stairs appeared. Glorious stairs appeared. I have seen the glorious stairs of everlasting life. And that's why I'm speaking with you. Eternity is about to be a reality. If they can stop that and put the glorious stairs a little bit for you. Glorious stairs appeared. Glorious stairs. If they will put it for you there. There you go now. After I gave that prophecy. prophecy, it took about 1 year and 2 months. 1 year, 2 months.
1年两个月.
Then at Nakuru here.
然后在纳库里就是这里,
during the conference,
在聚会中,
do you see the tents outside here?
看到那里的帐篷了吗?
They recorded the stairs.
他们都见证了这些梯子,
in the chronology of the rapture,
记住在背起,
first of all, he lifts me up.
首先他叫我提起来,
and he asked me to look left and down.
然后他让我向左下方看,
and when I looked there, I saw like an earthquake. A lot of rocks and dust jumping off.
很多的岩石和尘土飞扬.
And then after that, people in their glorious bodies. And they were going up. In their glorious bodies.
They
reached the same level. After that, the glorious tears of eternity. It was such a tremendous vision to behold. That's why you have come.
Because
the Messiah is coming.
Everyone
must be given a chance.
To prepare for
the kingdom of God.
So
the glorious tears. It's amazing. From 1 year to
month,
and then the Lord fulfills this.
是,
but that is not the chronology.
然而这不是一个,
remember they were taken up first.
记住我一开始分享的,
now he brings the chair.
他把这妻子带来,
meaning be careful.
意思是要小心,
the church will be taken.
教会要被提走了.
And so the rapture is near. We need to prepare the nation. The gospel of prosperity can never prepare a nation. But the gospel of the blood and the cross of Jesus will prepare India. Because when you see cripples walking here, it is the blood of Jesus and the cross of Jesus. So we need to bring this to the nation. And that's why when the Lord showed me the pulpit that is broken,
当主向我让我看了那破裂的讲台,
that is the biggest tragedy of a generation.
这是这一代的悲剧.
But now God is restoring the pulpit.
然而现在神在修复他的讲台.
Because in Pakistan,
因为在巴基斯坦,
we need to come and harvest all the Muslims for Jesus.
We're
going to talk about this, right? The Lord is asking the church to clean out the fall,
to
remove the sexual sin from the church, to remove the money from the church. God does not intend to humiliate anybody.
But
the gospel of eternity from the things of the world. So the Lord is saying that the hour to restore the gospel and the priesthood, so now we are looking for pastors that can feed the sheep.
Because
the hour of his judgment has come. He says, worship him who made the heavens
应当敬畏那创造天
地
海和众水泉源的。换言之，如果你现在传讲永远的福音，在牙买加、苏丹、澳大利亚，
这 gospel will make it very clear.That there is only one creator, his name is Jehovah Yahweh.
这个福音说得非常清楚，只有一位创
造主，他的名字就是耶和华亚威。
And when he created everything that is in being today, was created by Jehovah through Christ Jesus.
那关巴，
而且当他创造的时候，创造这一切的时候，他是通过耶稣基督创造了这一切。
And then after the fall.
然后
讲他做了之后人类做了之后他开始了基督基督基督这样
的
所以
亚
威
became now the creator of the new creation
再一次他成为了新造的一切新造事物的创造者这里没有任何的疑问
At all.
Come with
you. If
you take the everlasting gospel, take home.
If you are going to
Nobody can rise up and say the theory of evolution. Let the church now step into her space and take her position. And bring the eternal gospel to God's people.
那你看那
个恒的福音带给神的子民。
那你看那个
The gospel of the fear of God.
敬畏神的福音。
The gospel of giving God glory.
将荣耀归给神的福音。
With all your life.
那么一下要我有
你。
The gospel of the judgment of God is coming.
敬畏要我们要我们
要来。
The gospel that
comes.
敬畏那有什么？
Nobody else is worthy to be worshipped.
没有人觉得
去敬拜。
Except Jehovah,
除了耶和华
who created the heavens,
他创造了天
created the earth,
创造了地
under the earth the springs,
还有
海和地
worship and everything inside also. We must go back now.
我们
现
在
必须走到
position,
那去去归那 position,
站到我们的位置上。
Our God alone is God.
那去当家
的光芒不会是这样的神，他是神。
We must stop the political correctness of interfaith.
那现
在必须凸显那种政治上的正确，所谓的跨信仰之间的永恒。
Of interfaith.
呀，伊玛尼跨
信仰。
A Muslim imam.
穆斯林的妈妈
then Hindu priest,
印度的祭司
and then a Pentecostal pastor,
有
清洁的牧师
be very careful,
要非常
的小心 when you look God's concern to the church,
当你派神对教会的关心 in
that
timeline I think of this screen yesterday,
昨天我放在屏
幕上的那个时间表
you can see that we are right on the verge of the rapture.
Unaweza kuona kwamba tuko katika
ukingo. 你可以看到我们正坐落在背起的边缘。
I have seen the rapture.
你们可以想我那
我已经看到了背起。
So he will take the church.
所以我阿特里去过。
所以他会带走教会。
The Lord will take the church.
我阿特里去过看一下。
主会带走教会。
And he will take only a holy church.
那也阿特去过看一下。
只会带走圣洁的教会。
Timeline they put on the screen.
他们放在屏幕上的时间表。
God's concern.
你看到了神关心的。
And now he's talking to those seven churches.
那现在他在说
我们提到了七个教会。
And you meet the church in Philadelphia.
那你遇到一个
非常谨慎的教会。
ambalo lilichukulia uinjilisti kwa kumaanisha.
他们非常严肃的对待传道。
kutokana na hapo
almost thought this was the hope of the world
karibu ufikirie kwamba hili ndilo tumaini la dunia
but then
lakini
that church
hilo kanisa
there is a split
kuna mgawanyiko
yo lie hen
now you see
sasa
unaona
The Philadelphia church is supposed to symbolize your church that enters the rapture.
菲拉铁菲教会象征着能够进入被取的教会。
Focus on me.
专注我说的。
This church in Laodicea,
老底嘉教会,
is supposed to symbolize the church that enters the tribulation.
象征着那进入大灾进入灾难的教会。
If you check today,
那天你, 你可以中国的, 留意,
do you still find a faithful church?
姐, 你能, 看你是, 阿巴罗, 你们能,
找到一个现实的教会吗?
Can you still find a faithful church?
姐, 你能找到一个现实的教会吗?
That has not yet been corrupted?
阿巴罗还是被杀的吗?
Then let us repent.
巴西, 我请你去读读.
Tell your nation to repent.
告诉你的国家要
Call for a meeting of the pastors.
召开牧师大会。
Pastors in South Sudan, we need to repent.
告诉所有南苏丹的牧师们，我们要悔改。
We're supposed to be the light of this nation.
我们本应成为这个国家的光。
We stand for repentance and holiness.
我们需要回转到圣洁和悔改中。
The rapture is about to happen.
因为他们被提交发生了。 然而,
when the Lord showed me the vision of the rapture,
当神就给我背起的意象,
He also showed me the church that fails to enter.
他也向我显现了那未能进入背起的教会。那个意象,
as I stood there,
当我站在那里,
all of a sudden He made me look east.
突然之间，他让我向东看。
And the sky looked more like it's about to rain.
那anga,
a big storm is coming.
天看着像下雨，一场暴风雨要来。
A serious rain, a serious storm, maybe in the evening is coming.
一场非常严重大的巨大的暴风雨，也许是晚上要来了。
Then after that,
之后,
I saw at the other end of the horizon like this, pia, pia, like that, like lightning on the other side.
我看到另一边,
the way when it's about to rain on the other side.
我看到, 好像,
好像那边要下雨了。
And then there are lightning the other side, pia, like that, going on there.
然后那边还有闪电,
And then the next moment,
然后下一个时刻,
when I looked up,
你里不angalia,
I thought it was the sun.
我以为是太阳,
then it was not the sun.
空白,
然而不是太阳,
the Messiah came.
下来了,
and He took the church.
他带走了教会,
但是,
He showed me the church that remained.
他让我看到留下的教会,
and I saw them rolling on the dust of the earth.
我看到他们在地上的尘土中打滚,
rolling on the soil,
在尘土中打滚,
on the dust of the earth,
在地上的尘土中打滚，咬牙切齿。
But the Lord made me also roll there and gnash my teeth.
所以主也让我看到了,
and they were agonizing.
那我里过我起无过啊,
they were weeping and wailing from deep within.
他们在哀哭切齿，他们说
and rolling and gnashing teeth.
他们在打滚咬牙切那个哀哭切齿，我看到了被取代的教会。
Repent,
悔改,
and prepare the way.
预备道路,
the Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。 他说蒙福的人们,
verse 18, have we finished now?
第十八节我们要结束了。
第二位天使，第八节又第二位天使叫万民喝血饮,
which made all the nations drink the maddening wine of her adultery.
大怒之血的巴比伦大城。
That angel followed them and said,
听倒了，又第三位天使接着他们
in a loud voice,
大声说,
if anyone worships the beast
若有人拜兽和兽像
and this image,
那sanamu yake,
and receive this mark on their forehead,
那kutiwa
chawa
yake,
或是手上
on their hand,
受了印记
they too will drink the wine of God's fury,
这人也必喝神大怒的酒
which has been poured out full strength,
你酒真在神
愤
怒的杯中
then they will be tormented with burning sulfur
唇一不达他们要在圣天使和羔羊面前
in the presence of the holy angels of Yahweh
在火与硫磺之中
and of the lamb
受痛苦
and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever
他受痛苦的烟往上冒
And there will be no rest day,
直到永永远远
for those that worship the beast and his image.
那些拜兽和兽像
And he says,
受他名字印记的
receive the mark of his name,
他说那些拜兽和兽像
Then he says, this calls for patience and you are answered.
说他名字印记不也不得安宁圣徒的忍耐就在
此
他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的
说的是什
么呢他在说分别让我给你们解释然后我们就结束
The eternal gospel, the restored pulpit of God, preaches the uncompromised gospel of the Lord. Those angels have come from the presence of God. And they are still glowing the glory of God. And they are flying up there. The eternal gospel.
来宣传永远的福音
记
得天使本来是不传讲的这个任务是给你的传讲的这个使命是给人的但是那个时刻天使是飞向空中传讲永远的福音
是
灵所结的在宣布敬畏神宣布将荣耀归给神告诉他们审判要来了告诉他们只有一位创造主第二位天使来
and he says separate from every system that has fallen
告诉他们要从一切堕落的系统中分别
comes,
然后第三个天使来
he warns about those that don't listen to the first angel
警告了那些不听从第一位天使
the Messiah is coming
这人一下要来了
the blood and the cross.
要回到耶稣的宝血和十字架的福音君王要来了
Time is over.
时间结束了现在蒙福的人们站立起来
As we leave now.
请站立
The king is coming.
君王要来了
Put it back The fear of God
要把神的敬畏放回去
The judgment of God
将神的审判放回
Glorify the Lord
然后荣耀神
Lift up your hands those who want to receive Jesus as we live
那些想接受耶稣的举起双
手
And we are not coming back
我们不会再回来了
It is the end of the session
你们说话啊我不
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
You ought to invite me to Surabaya
Inabidi mune karibishe
Surabaya Surabaya
And to Medan
Na Medan
Medan
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
This is the time to bring repentance to the nation
这就是将悔改带到
列国的时刻
The mixed worship, mixed worship.
那种混杂的敬拜
In Indonesia.
在印度尼西亚
Now you should go and separate the church.
现在你要把教会分离出来。
I know they will fight you.
我知道他们会与你征战。
Because I know.
因为我知道。
It's the largest Islamic country.
那是一个伊斯兰的国家，最大的伊斯兰的国家。
And they have protocols.
那我可能一提发起造。
主的，重复我的话。
The mighty Lord Jesus.
说强大的主耶稣。
Sema Bwana Yesu Mkuu.
I totally separate from the fall.
我彻底的从堕落中分离出来。
Kikamilifu ninajitenga na mwanguko.
我彻底的与堕落分离。
And I receive you, my Lord Jesus.
我接受你，我的主耶稣。
Nami nakupokea Bwana wangu Yesu.
As my Lord.
做我的主。
Kama Bwana wangu.
And my Savior.
和我的救主。
Now fill me with the Holy Spirit.
现在请用圣灵来充满我。
And give me courage.
赐给我勇气。
Na unipatie ujasiri.
That I may not be ashamed of Jesus.
好让我不以耶稣为耻。
Mama nisimwaibikie Yesu.
That I may embrace persecution.
好，让我能够拥抱逼迫。
Mama, nitakubatia mateso.
Now give me a humble heart.
主啊，赐给我一颗谦卑的心。
Sasa nipe moyo wa unyenyekevu.
I receive you today.
我今天接受你。
Ninakupokea leo.
In my heart.
在我的
心
Lord bring fire into my ministry
主啊把火带入到我的心
中
Catch my tent
扭下 my young
In the mighty name of Jesus
扩张我的帐篷以耶稣强大的名
Katika kula Yesu
I am born again
Amen.
It's over.
Amen.
结束了。So when you go back to your home,
当你回到你们的家。